NY Mag suspends reporter for personal relationship with RFK Jr. by Paul Bois on September 19, 2024. Journalist Olivia Nuzzi, Washington correspondent for New York Magazine, has been placed on leave due to a personal relationship with Robert F. Kennedy Jr. Nuzzi and Robert F. Kennedy Jr. allegedly began their personal relationship following a profile she authored that was published in November 2023. The piece appeared in Status News. Nuzzi came clean to the magazine's editors recently, confessing she had engaged in a personal relationship with a former subject relevant to the 2024 campaign while she was reporting on the campaign, a violation of the magazine's standards around conflicts of interest and disclosures, the magazine said in a statement, per the New York Post. An internal review of her published work has found no inaccuracies nor evidence of bias. She is currently on leave from the magazine, and the magazine is conducting a more thorough third-party review, the statement continued. We regret this violation of our readers' trust. According to reporter Corbin Boyles of the Daily Beast, Nuzzi issued the following statement to reporter Oliver Darcy. Earlier this year, the nature of some communication between myself and a former reporting subject turned personal. During that time, I did not directly report on the subject nor use them as a source. The relationship was never physical but should have been disclosed to prevent the appearance of a conflict. I deeply regret not doing so immediately and apologize to those I've disappointed, especially my colleagues at New York. Robert F. Kennedy Jr. has been married to actress Cheryl Hines, Curb Your Enthusiasm, since 2014. Following her husband's recent endorsement of former President Donald Trump after dropping from the 2024 as an independent candidate, Hines, who has faced mounting pressure from Hollywood leftists to denounce her husband, routinely stood by him and even celebrated his decision to run for president. I deeply respect the decision Bobby made to run on the principle of unity. Over the last year and a half, I have met some extraordinary people from all parties, Democrats, Republicans, and independents. It's been my experience that the vast majority of all parties are truly good people who want the best for our country and for each other. It has been an eye-opening, transformative, and endearing journey, Hines said after he suspended his campaign.